The ceasefire between Houthi rebels and Yemen's internationally recognized government was first agreed in April. It'll now last for another 2 months. Yemenis have greeted the news with relief and hope.
Yemenis are mostly optimistic about the results. We hope the truce will be extended and other issues that haven't been resolved over the past period will be addressed as well, including the opening of roads and crossings.
The war in Yemen started in 2014 when Iran-backed Houthi rebels took control of the capital Sana'a, forcing the internationally recognized government to flee. The Saudi coalition joined the war the following year to try to restore the government to power. More than 150,000 people have been killed during 8 years of fighting. U.S. President Joe Biden and the UN have welcomed the move to extend the truce.
The longer we can create a and keep and uphold a kind of a truce bubble, the more we hope that donors will continue to fund our operations.
The conflict's created one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. The UN says more than 4 million people have been displaced, 19 million others are going hungry. Analysts say the truce is a pathway to peace.
The institution of a new presidential council in Yemen, I think that's been key, because this new council, an 8-man council, has really been focused on trying to change the trajectory of Yemen. And it was significant that some of the old warmongers were removed from leadership positions in order for this council to come in. So there's everything to play for now.
There is still the problem of Taiz, a large city in Yemen's southwest that's still under siege. But after 8 long years of fighting and misery, there is at least hope among Yemenis that this devastating war might finally be coming to an end. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.